Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our Afternoon Get Into Action Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of LaBelle Baskets. And as always, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this call. And a special welcome to, we're having so many new gifting experts that are coming in. I'm really happy that you're joining our beautiful family here. I just want to say thank you and much success on your journey and that we're here for you, but we're here for all of you. Please stay connected. I see many of you still do not receive the newsletters, and you're not on the Facebook, even though Facebook is an option. I know many of you choose not to be there. I understand. But please, please stay plugged in. If you have questions, don't go on Facebook to ask questions. It's just better to email support, not unless it's something that everybody could answer, but anything that has to do with orders, or commissions, or payroll, or just anything that I'm sure other people could answer, but anything specific or personal, definitely email support at labellabaskets.com or any of the specific emails that we have, which is payroll and banking and credit, okay? But I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is healthy. I hope all of you had are having a nice week so far. And here it is, guys. You know, we're already in April 16. I mean, the days really, really goes by. We start the month saying, oh, it's a brand new month. And already it's in the middle of the month. So I just want to get started right now. I really don't have too much to say today because really we're just planning into Mother's Day. We really want to focus on that, despite of all the occasions that we have every day. But there's a few important things that I want to go over first. We're going to be turning off, you know, on our websites where people sign up for the gift basket giveaway. We're going to turn it off for a little while. Tech support has to work on it. Obviously, hackers love those type of forms. Even though on the bottom it says if you're a robot, they get away with it. So we have like a bot right now that's attacking that website for the last couple of days. And we're getting thousands of emails. So basically what they do is they attack the form, and I don't know how they do it. These hackers are crazy. But we're getting, it's different emails. Like they're actually putting in electronically all these different emails. And people, and I feel bad. People are emailing us and like, I didn't buy anything or I didn't ask for anything. So we're going to shut it off until they fix it. So I do have another form that we made up before we had this one. So we could use that one for the time being, which is AWeber, which is our autoresponder. So we'll just use that for a while until they figure out how to stop the craziness. Because it is crazy. We wake up to like 1,000 emails, and it's like, oh, my goodness, we have to delete all of them. And it's just really crazy. But that's why I like that we have two separate websites on two different servers. Like our stores are on a whole different server, really, really secure. And then we have our website that's really secure that's on a whole different server. But for some reason, they do get away with certain things, but nothing to fear about. I mean, it's just a form that really doesn't do anything, doesn't take any credit cards or anything. But we just want to stop the madness for us on our side, okay? Another thing is, guys, I know I go over this. It's really, really important. If any of you are going to change any information, because I don't want to turn it off, you know, just like you can't change your credit card to your membership, you have to email banking and credit with an updated one just in case your membership didn't go through or the expiration date on your credit card is over. You know, you have a new credit card. Please email, always update email banking and credit and let them know that you're making changes on your payroll on your direct deposit. Because we only update it as soon as you're the first time. Like if you just came into LaBelle and this is your first commission run, we take the information that's in there and we send it to our Wells Fargo direct deposit, payroll department. But we don't keep updating it unless you tell us to. So sometimes it's been happening a lot. People go back there and they change it, and then we send the money. Now, this is what happens now. It gets really tricky. If we send money and it doesn't come back to us, that means they're keeping it or the account's still open. So it's hard to get that money back. So please, please make sure that you guys, you know, call or email banking, either or. You can email banking, credit, or payroll department and just say, please, I've updated my direct deposit, and let them know so we can actually change it with our bank. This is really, really important, okay? So here it is, guys. It's April. We're moving right along. What day did I say? I think I'm getting today's what? The 16th, right? Okay. So here it is. It's April 16th. We have a cute little contest going on right now. It's Spring Into Action and Win. We have so many runners. Oh, my goodness. So basically, you need 5 brand new sales and you get a $20 Amazon gift card. If you have 5 sale orders and 1 teammate, you get a $35 gift card. Or if you have 5 orders and 2 teammates, you will get a $45 gift card. And if you get 5 sales orders and 2 teammates and 1 of the memberships for the cookies, the roses, the candles, the jewelry, whatever, you'll get a $60 Amazon gift card. So it's fun. Get into it. You got to be in it to win it, right, guys? Okay, so now the category is up. We are fully loaded. We're going to keep adding to it. As you could see, we're going to keep adding to our category for Mother's Day. It really is a big holiday. Many will be sending gifts nationwide, as they do every year, as I said last week. And again, because of the situation, I don't think there's going to be too many get-togethers, but they might be, but it doesn't make a difference. If you have a grandparent or a mother living out of state, this is the best way to do it. There are Labella baskets, right? So continue to promote through emails, through conversations. Let them know of the message on a vase. Let them know the picture in a vase. These are all great. Our beautiful cookies, our jewelry, our skincare line, everything that we have, our sterling silver jewelry, there's plenty to promote, so continue to promote and be present on all your social media platforms. We've created a few banners already, and we posted it on Facebook, and we actually emailed it to on the newsletter, and we'll put it on the training site. I don't know if they did already, but I'll check on that. So we've updated also the personalized section. Like if you go to the personalized store, there's an area that says holidays and occasions. When you click on Mother's Day, everything in that category is up to date, meaning it's in stock. We took out everything that's out of stock, okay? So all those items are up to date. Also, they're doing a lot better, the personalized gifts. So if any of your customers or if you placed an order in the last couple of weeks, they're getting the orders out at a pretty good time. I wish it was a little bit more faster, but I can't complain. It's really good right now. Also, we have a special Labella Radiance for Mother's Day special. If they buy a set, they will get that nice red traveling makeup, or it fits all the skincare, all 5 pieces of the Radiance very nicely. So we created a banner as well on that, and we put it on Facebook, and we sent it out in the newsletter. Now, I know last week I quickly went over about the facial cleanser, and guys, basically we just changed the formula a little bit. Because I know a lot of you were asking for something foamy. So that's basically what it is. We just changed the formula at the cosmetic lab, and we just did a really nice foamy cleanser. So that's going to replace the cleanser that we have now, because we're not going to be making that anymore. Which, that's why I love when I go there. It's like, it's so neat to see things that are actually being made for us. So I'm really excited about that. So this foaming cleanser, as I said last week, it's really a gentle foaming cleanser. It penetrates really deep. I have it. It smells really good as well. It has like a licorice root extract to it. It really helps with your face too. So as I mentioned last week or the week before that with the toner, and I'm telling everybody now, please don't use a cotton for the toner. So basically you cleanse your face really, really, really good to get all the makeup off, all the dirt off or whatever. Then you put the toner, like, in the palm of your hand, and you just tap it all over your face, and it's really refreshing. It really is, okay? So if anybody has any questions on that, we will, you could ask during the Q&A at the end of the call. So, guys, now, this is basically our game plan right now. It's really to advertise for Mother's Day, get out there. But I see many of you are getting orders just for everything right now. We got a lot of cookie orders just to say thank you. We've gotten a lot of flowers. Flowers are always a big hit for everything, especially when it comes to sympathy. We get so many of those orders, and a lot of the plants as well. So it's all about playing that game every day, you know, promoting all the occasions that we have every single day, which is the birthdays and the get-wells. And even though things are still happening and we're trying to get into some type of normal lifestyle, I don't think it's going to be normal anytime soon. I mean, the masks are going to stay on. I mean, some people choose not to wear it. I guess it's up to people how they feel. But people are still buying, and internet buying is at the most high when it comes to stats right now. People are going crazy. That's why when you see people's boxes, especially here in my building, it's like there's tons and tons of packages. I don't think people like to go shopping anymore, not unless it's for, you know, for necessities, but everybody's buying. So you want to be part of that. So you have to up your game. You have to run online promotions, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. People are definitely taking on to TikTok. I've seen so many, even MLM companies now, even though you're not allowed to, it's one of their, but they have a way of doing it where if you're interested, go to my bio and click on the link. And everybody could do that. Just click on my link if you're interested in this jewelry, in this skincare line, you know, just like they do with any affiliate sites. So you have to understand you have to be out there. Even if you don't want to show yourself, your links have to be out there. You have to be promoting. You have to show up on your social media. You know, customers want to hear from you. And I hope many of you who do have customers, I know I keep repeating this, but if you have customers, you have to keep emailing them once a week, giving them an update of what's going on with your store. And I'm sure they haven't seen all of our products yet. So I don't think anyone knows everything that's in the store. I don't think I do either. I mean, sometimes I get surprised. Oh, wow, we have this. But we have so much. Every day you could pick the product and make it a product of the week. There's a lot of things that you could do to get attention, get a conversation going. It's really important. So does anybody have any questions right now with Mother's Day, with Radiance, with anything that I just said? Anybody? I know we're going into nicer weather, and it doesn't affect our business. We've been here for 12 years, so business continues every day. There's chocolates being ordered and cookies being ordered. And like I said, even with our cookies, it's really have taken a whole identity of itself, especially the logo cookies and the picture cookies. Like when you put a picture on the cookie, they have really taken off a lot. So he's really happy about that, our baker. And I keep asking him for different ideas, like how can we promote certain things. And even his baskets are really, really beautiful. The few baskets that he's made for us, they're really, really nice. So, again, things that you have to continue to promote. You can't get away with not working your business and then complain that you're not getting business. You have to do something every single day. So does anybody have anything to share today? Let's start with that. Anybody have anything to share? Anybody? Press 5-star. I would love to hear from you guys. Anybody? Nobody? You guys are not working your business? Okay. I'm opening up the line for Linda. Hi, Linda. Wait, hold on. I think I did it. Go ahead. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Well, I got to be a personal shopper. That was fun. I think that's probably one of the best things. So they had texted me about a gift, personalized gift. And I got to actually go on the website and look for one for an engagement, newly engaged couple. So I thought that was a lot of fun. So I got them on Facebook, and I was sending the links from, you know, different pages on personalized gifts. So I sent over a few different things, asked what the budget was, and made the sale. So that
was
fun.
Goodness. Isn't that exciting?
It is. I think that's the best part of the job, helping somebody find a gift. Don't you?
And it's always like that.
They ended up with the, he asked, I said, yes, wall canvas.
Oh, how nice. Okay, great.
I love that one.
Yeah, when it comes to the canvases, I know I keep looking over to see if any of those are out of stock. And so far, a lot of them are in stock, which they're my favorite, especially the live, love, and laugh, because those are my three precious words that I go by. And I haven't bought that yet. I think I want to buy myself that one. But there's so many beautiful canvases, and they're so affordable, right, Linda?
Yes. And, you know, I got to use the item link from the website and the pages, and I think every time I do that, I make a sale for some reason.
Oh, that's
I think
awesome.
It's the personal attention. You know, you're going on there and you're collecting, you're looking for them, so you get to be the personal shopper.
Exactly.
A lot of the new reps don't know how to use that, so it's good to learn how to do that.
What do you mean, when you go to the store?
The item links. Yeah.
The item links, yeah, they're really important. And as you
very
can see,
important.
We fixed it. It doesn't have all the bunchy, there was like all this codes that I don't know what it was there, but they fixed the codes too. So what Linda's saying is if once you go to the store, and, you know, as soon as you go to a category, you see all the little pictures. When you click on a certain item on the bigger picture, underneath the bigger picture, there's three links. Pick one of the links and share that link, and that takes them straight to that product. So if you're actually advising anyone, like, oh, look at this, instead of saying, well, go to the store, go to the category. No, you don't want to do that. You know, just find things that you feel meets the criteria, whatever they're you know they're asking for, and just send them the specific link. I think that's great, Linda. You're doing a really great job. I mean, like I said,
thank
you're
you.
Like, oh, go ahead.
Thank you. And you know that he came back to me and he, you know, raved about how I helped him and thanked me. It was really sweet.
No, we like that. But like I said, you're doing a really good
that.
Job, and I hope you have
you,
a great.
Ma'am.
You know, I hope you continue your sales every day and that you have a terrific Mother's Day. Are you working on that?
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
I mean, think about it. Mother's Day is May 9th. We need a whole week to ship things. So basically, everything is over by April 30th. Think about it.
Yes, you got to be quick because I spoke with somebody for advertising. They were a little out of my league, but I spoke with them and they said, they wouldn't be able to put anything together that quickly. So you got to be fast. You got to look at things you can get done right away, not for the future. But the future is always good, but we want Mother's Day, right?
Yep, we do. But like I say, keep doing what you're doing, and how's your team? Are you sending emails to your team and everything? And I know you post a lot.
I'm more connecting on Facebook in the chat.
Okay, perfect.
We're doing good that way.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you, Linda. Does anybody else have anything to share? See, Linda's on her toes. She's doing her thing. Anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? I know a lot of people do those networking, you know, on their Facebook where they get a group of people from all these different type of direct selling companies. That's a good thing, too. I know some of them charge like $10, $5, $20, you know. But if they have a really good, a lot of followers, sometimes it's worth the money. And I think they pick like one from every type of company. But if you feel you don't need that and you're advertising on your social media, you should be fine. You know, you should be fine. Anybody else? Press 5-star. So when it comes to Radiance, I'm waiting for the new shipment because I wanted the new cleanser to be part of everything that we ship out. So we called a lot of customers, and they were like, okay, no problem. So if any of you have any radiance that you're waiting for, by next week we should be shipping it out, okay? Anybody else? Press 5-star. Press 5-star. No? Okay, guys. I mean, that's all I really have to say, because I just want to keep promoting Mother's Day and everything else right now. I want to keep filling up the website. I want to keep fixing our stores, making sure that everything is in stock. I know Sandy told me, or Alexander told me this morning, we got an email from our California warehouse. So maybe he got some new stuff. I don't know. I have to check everything. But whatever's new, we're going to add a lot more this weekend. And I just keep saying, just promote. Just put yourselves out there. You can't hide from your business, number one. You can't hold on to it and just not do anything every day. Because then that just makes you feel like, you know, why did you join? Or, oh, it's not working for me. And you can't have that type of negativity, especially when you're not doing anything about it. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, there's a process. You know, check your emails. Make sure you're emailing people and letting them know that you're here. And then always show up on your Facebook or on your Instagram or on TikTok or any groups that you're on. Once you show up, whether it's flowers or anything that you want to promote, it's like you're awakening your business to the people. You're telling them, hey, I'm here. Do you need anything? And promote, as I said before, take one item every day or even once a week and just promote it. And do reviews on it. How many of you actually get reviews from your customers? Anybody? Press 5-star. Does anybody get reviews for your customers? I know Candy. I don't know if she's on the line. I know Candy, you know, she got a few reviews from her customers, and they really liked the items that they received. Because you want feedback. Not only does it help, you know, you as a consultant, but it makes you feel good that you are part of a company that sends out good merchandise out. It makes you feel good, and it makes you work harder. It really does. I mean, if you were sending out stuff that wasn't good, you're not going to feel good about your business. That's why I've always said this for the past 12 years. Our return rate is very, very little. I mean, we do the best we can to make sure. And if something does break, we always send it out right away. I mean, it's, even though it could be the fault of FedEx or whoever, but we always take care of the customer right away. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. Are we going to hear from anybody else? Okay. Well, like I said, oh, wait, I'm opening the line for 347. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay, hi. My name is Tanya. I'm not a member. I was invited here. But what I will do is get back to the person who invited me.
Oh, who invited you?
I can't remember. I just happened to see this in my email address. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, this is our training call. It's not an invite call, just to let you know. But I'm so glad you're here. Because we don't have any secrets, we really don't. But yes, okay. I mean, but do you have any questions about the company or anything?
No. Well, I didn't know the company is in the next borough from me. I didn't know that.
Well, we're online. Yeah, we're online though. I mean, that's basically, we don't have a warehouse in Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, our warehouses are in California, so our gift baskets, they come from all different places.
Gotcha.
That's why we have such benefits that you could all work your business from home, and that's the beauty of this business.
Right.
Okay? And, you know, just make sure you get back to the person who told you all about the company. And, Tanya, I would love to see your name in our back office.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's from New York. Yeah, 347. That's outside the Queens, or yeah. So I'm really, I mean, like I said, guys, you know, you could invite. We have no secrets. So if you guys want to invite people on our training calls, go right ahead. I love it. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. Anybody else? You guys are too quiet. I don't know. Maybe you're at work or there's a lot of background noise. I get it. So maybe we just, okay, it's 1:30. Well, this is what I'm going to say. Please promote Mother's Day. Please promote all your gifts for every day. Make sure you're promoting team building. Just like Tanya, somebody brought her to this call. If you want to invite people to the call, I really don't care, you know, if they want to hear all the inside scoop. As long as you are putting yourselves out there, that's the best thing that you could do. Okay? So I'm going to open up the lines. I want everyone to have an incredible Friday afternoon and keep working your business. If you have any questions, always email me. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Mia. You too.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye, everyone.